alcohol is the only drug that you have to justify why you're not doing it instead of why you are. And it's
that the truth? That is so true.
We glorify it in our society. And now I'm the weirdo who doesn't drink for the last five years. I'm constantly asked about it. It's very interesting.
Well, if you guys want to start changing your life and your perception and the way you want to, you know, recover from different things and look at yourself in a mirror, maybe you have some addictions going on, food addictions, alcohol addictions, whatever. You think about law of attraction. How do you actually use it? What is law of attraction? What is that anyway? This is going to be the conversation for you. I had Mary Beth Schroeder on here, and we were talking about, well, all these things, addiction and law of attraction and how to get through them. And I mean, it was such a impactful and beautiful conversation. And although I do sometimes subscribe to the law of attraction and what you can, you know, like really bring into your life, mine is done through prayer with God. I really am a God girl. But this was such a good conversation, and she has such beautiful energy. I think you're going to love this conversation. I think you're going to love every moment of it. And I'm going to shut up so that you can watch it, because I don't want you to miss a thing. Here we go. What up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I love what I do, y'all. I love what I do, okay? I love podcasting. I love meeting people. I love finding good humans. And today is no exception, okay? So make sure you guys like, share, subscribe. You know the drill, because I want to make sure that we grow this community and that I expose you to even more amazing humans out here doing their thing. Okay. So today we have Mary Beth Schroeder with us, and she is a spiritual and transformational life coach, founder of the Day One Life Coaching, author of Addiction Recovery with the Law of Attraction. Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all know y'all didn't hear that title before. So let's do it. She's a host of Spiritual Transformation Podcast with Mary Beth. She specializes in healing addictions and transforming relationships, including the crucial relationship with yourself, y'all. Okay, you know we're going to have a good time, because I love speaking to people that are really about mindset and happiness and purpose and relationships. And many of Beth's life-changing coaching will help you step out of that comfort zone that you know we all like to be in. Okay, we all like to be sitting in the comfort zone, drink a little wine, chilling, okay, and achieve extraordinary results. So thank you so much for being here, Mary Beth. I cannot wait to get into this conversation with you. How are you?
I am great. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love it. I love it. I love you. I love your energy. I love everything you are bringing to my audience. So the first question off the gate is always, who are you? Because I love my audience to connect with you on a more personal level. So who are you, Mary Beth? Who are you?
Well, I am a person who teaches everything that I've been through. And that I got, you know, I went through the darkness, got on the other side. And then I almost feel, Nina, like it is an obligation to help others. Like once you figure things out, you know, you got to bring others out of the darkness too. So what I do is what I love to do is spiritual recovery. So I help people get out of toxic relationships, addictions. And by the way, toxic relationships are addictions, like codependency. Anyone who's ever been with a narcissist knows, like, it's really, really tough to get out of that situation. And addictions such as overeating, drinking alcohol was one of my, I had both the food and the alcohol addictions. Out on the other side of both of those now. It's been 5 years since I've had any alcohol. And I did not do AA. I coached myself out of it. What I learned.
That's amazing.
And that's what I want to teach other people, because AA is not for everyone. I do more of a spiritual twist. Like you mentioned, my deck of cards that I created is Law of Attraction. I mean, Addiction Recovery with the Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm. So it's all the techniques that I used to break my addiction. So a lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't have any addictions. And those are usually the people with the most addictions. That's what I've learned. Because people don't know the definition of addiction.
Right, right. That's so funny. It's so freaking true. Because it's hard sometimes, Mary Beth, to just like have that mirror, right? Yeah. Looking back at you and to tell you, no, girl, you have some issues going on here. Stop denying them. And I think it's just easier not to look at it because then you have to do the work. And doing the work is always the challenge. Mary Beth, I want to know that moment for you, though, because you got through, you said addiction to food and addiction to drinking, right? So what was that moment for you, though? What was that thing where you went, haha, I got a problem here and it needs to change? Was there a rock bottom moment? Was there what was that for you? I want to know.
I was already this is something that I really speak powerfully about in my on social media and stuff, is that I didn't have a rock bottom. And you do not need to have a rock bottom to quit something that is not serving you.
Yes.
I was happy. I was running two businesses. But what's funny, I was already a life coach. And I literally decided, I'm going to get addiction. I just add on niches. I've got 10 certifications at this point above and beyond my college education. I just love learning. I highly recommend never stop learning. That's what keeps us going. We're creators, right?
You must be more like my spirit sister or something. Like everything you keep saying, I'm like, okay, yes, yes, and yes, and yes, and check, check, check.
That's how we interact with each other. That's why I'm on the show, right? So yeah, I just really felt like, what was I saying?
You were talking about the fact that you love learning. So you went out and you started getting a lot of education.
Yeah. Thank you, Nina, for getting me back on track. So I went to get an addiction recovery niche, add that on to my other certifications. And I kind of was that my aha moment. Like you said, I was like, this is just like I said, most people don't know what addictions are. Mm-hmm. And, anything that you have a hard time giving up for a week, say, you're addicted. That we're all addicted to our cell phones.
That's real.
Even negative thoughts can be addictions, limiting beliefs, thinking we're not worthy, and overthinking can be an addiction. Like people want to put it in a little box of drugs and alcohol and food and overworking. Those are all addictions too. But if you have limiting beliefs and you're thinking and you're critical with yourself all day, that's a problem that you need to work on. Mindset's huge. You're not going to make it very far if you're just always putting yourself down and thinking negative thoughts or feeling unworthy. That's going to hold you back in life bigger than anything else.
Right.
But so I was reading about it and it was my mirror. I was like, wow, this sounds like my relationship with alcohol. Nothing bad happened. But once I started really learning, the more I learned about alcohol, I realized this is what's holding me back in life. And I knew that I knew that it had to go. It had to go. And it wasn't overnight. I first, tried, a 30-day thing and, was slowly testing it out. And, alcohol was my best friend for 30 years, Nina. I turned 50 in a couple months. So this was a long love relationship with alcohol that I had. Right, and so if I can do it, anyone can do it. Trust me, because I was pretty much a daily drinker of red wine. There was always a reason. There was always somebody who's going to go to happy hour.
Always. There's always a reason.
They say alcohol is the only drug that you have to justify why you're not doing it instead of why you are. And it's
that the truth? That is so true.
We glorify it in our society. And now I'm the weirdo who doesn't drink for the last 5 years. I'm constantly asked about it. It's very interesting. But
It is interesting. It's almost like this, I don't know. I feel like sometimes, and people don't do this intentionally, but it's almost like you then become the mirror to them if they're doing it. So they don't want that. And so they immediately are like, well, why aren't you drinking? Like, I stopped drinking this year as well. I stopped in January.
Congratulations.
And
so,
thank you. And I wasn't a heavy drinker at all. But I'm like, alcohol isn't really serving me. And I'm trying to change my whole life and my whole identity with food and eating and all that and drinking, because we were going out a couple of times on the weekend. And so you always have that mojito or that whatever. And I decided I wasn't going to drink anymore. My husband's like, at all? I'm like, like at all? He's like, not even my sangria, because he makes an award-winning sangria. Ooh. And I'm like, not even your sangria. And they didn't believe me. And so we've been out, of course, plenty of times since January. And I'm like, hi, can I have something like virgin, or can I have a sparkling water with lemon, please? And they're just like, are you seriously not going to drink the whole year? I'm like, I'm really not going to drink the whole year. I'm not. And I figured, you know what, Mary Beth, if I can make it the whole year, then why not make it for the rest of my life? That's just how I see it. You know, and so I'm really proud of you for doing that, because I know it's a challenge. It's a challenge for me, and I'm not even a big drinker. Like, it's a challenge when we go out. It's a challenge.
And well, so, and the other thing is, I teach law of attraction, and I just kind of I knew too much. Like, anything that lowers your vibration, you got to get rid of it. Like, I didn't want any self-inflicted low vibes. You know what I mean?
I love that. Okay, so then talk to me about law of attraction, Mary Beth, because so many people have a different window, a different way of explaining this, or a different way of doing it. Some of the information is really bad, and some of the information is good, right? But you just never know exactly what somebody means when they say law of attraction. So tell me how you are using law of attraction in your life, and how you know, can tell someone this is how it's effective, right? So let's talk about that.
Good question. And one of the reasons I did decide to teach it and become certified and all that is because of all the misconceptions. Right. They are abundant. And it just drove me crazy. And I'm like, I'm going to do what I can to help people with this. The very basic premise is it's not a religion. It's nothing like that. A lot of people like to look at it that way. It's just a universal law. And the fact is that everything is energy. Everything vibrates. We are vibrational beings.
Yeah.
And no one's applying the law of attraction. It's always happening. You don't decide to, you know, I'm going to use the law of attraction today. You know, it's like the law of gravity. It's always going on, whether we like it or not. We're always manifesting things. We just, you know, and I want to teach people how to do that deliberately instead of by default, you know, because most of us were just kind of manifesting things without being mindful of our thoughts, our feelings, our actions. You know, we have so much more control over our life and over our day than we realize. Most of us are living on like autopilot in our subconscious, right? Like most of us, it's like the same thoughts, the same stuff, different day.
Yeah.
And I think the numbers from neuroscientists are like 95%. If you're not self-aware, if you're, you know, you're just on autopilot, just doing the same stuff. And then people wonder why their life doesn't change. Well, that's why you're thinking the same thoughts and doing all the same things that you did yesterday. So nothing's going to change until you start becoming aware.
Intentional, right? Yeah. Intentional
is a great word. Yes. So it's really about getting out of that and being aware of the vibration that we're putting out, because everything is energy. Like attracts like. But also a huge misconception, Nina, is that we only attract what we are. And sometimes that's true. Yeah, we do attract a lot, you know, of what we are. But there's these mirrors. An expansion on that is we also attract a lot of other things, anything that we have an energetic spark with. So remember how I mentioned narcissists. So I had narcissistic relationship. I was in one of those. And I really judged narcissists, for example. So I had this really energetic spark with narcissists and just, you know, would judge people who lied and judge people who did the gaslighting, manipulators. Like I would just very judgy. I think. And I couldn't figure out why I kept attracting the same type over and over. It's because I didn't do the work yet. Like, you know, like, I had that energetic spark. I was still so angry about it. Right. And the only way to stop attracting those things is to heal that and to get rid of that. Until we forgive, until we get rid of that energetic spark, we're going to keep attracting the same stuff over and over into our lives until we learn forgiveness. And until we got to admit we played a role in that. We were a participant. Right.
That's so good. That's so good.
Yeah, that's huge. So we attract anything that we have an energetic spark with, anything that we're focusing on, and a lot of our fear-based thoughts. So it doesn't mean we're a bad person if we attract things that are contrast, right? We don't really want in our life that shows up. It doesn't mean we're a bad person or we have bad vibes. It means we just need to work on our thoughts. We need to work on are like, what are we focused on all day long? Because anything that we focus on is going to show up in our life.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true, though? I mean, there's been so many times in my life that, you know, not calling it law of attraction, but just kind of working through things in my life. And I know that I believe in God, so I pray a lot, right? And I pray to God, and I'm like, you know what, God, just put me in a position and in a situation where this, 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 and this. And I thank him for it. You know, I just thank God for it. Thank you, God, for putting me in the situation that is this, this. And sure enough, this, 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 and this starts to occur. You yes. know, it is quite like, wow, hold on. You know, and it's happened to me so many times. Like, it's happened to me so many times. And it's like, I can't deny this. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. I can't deny it. So give me a moment, because since you teach this,
yeah,
I'd love to know, like, give me an example of something that's happened to you that was definitely you putting it out there in law of attraction. And you're like, yeah, you can't deny that this is what it is.
Well, it's kind of like you said, and you're getting into law of assumption. There's a lot of laws of the universe.
Okay.
I mean, the basis, like the law of attraction is the main one, because the law yeah. of assumption, what you're saying is really, really good, because what you're doing is you're putting, and it is also the law of attraction mixed in with that. And there's a law of vibration too. But we are actually, you're assuming is you already are that person, right? So like with yeah. life coaching, that would be a huge one. And without drinking, you know, I just visualize, I see myself, you start acting as if you're already that yeah. person. You're right. assuming that role. So does that make sense? Like, so,
yeah, absolutely.
And then you, your subconscious mind doesn't know fact from fiction.
Exactly.
It does not have a sense of humor. That's why we got to be pretty careful, you know, with what yep. we say, because it yep. just takes everything at face value.
Right.
So what we want to tell ourselves, we want to be careful what we say. So if you, you know, you just start believing and telling yourself, like, this is, you know, this is who I am. You walk that way. You talk that way. You're like, I'm a professional life coach. And, you know, so years ago I used to visualize it and picture it and just, the acting as if is very helpful, but there is a thing where if we don't really believe it, we're going to have right. a wobble. We're going to have a wobble yeah. because yeah. the basic law of attraction formula is ask plus believe equals receive. Well, everybody gets hung up on the believe part, and we can only attract what's in our personal belief system. That's yeah. why you see so many people having so many different results with the law of attraction, because that person might, their belief system's different. You know, like for me, I have a really excellent abundance belief system, business belief system. It's all good. It's all good. Right. But relationships, I got a wobble, right? Because of my past experience with relationships. Yeah. So I have to work harder on that. Mm-hmm. You know, with like romantic relationships is what I'm talking about, yeah. because like, you know, it's a healing, it's a journey.
It is a journey. It so is. That's why but that's the thing why. Though, Mary Beth, I think this is where, and I'm sure you've heard this, the misconception comes in of wanting these things in your life too, is that people, at least some of the things that I have seen, they think there is no work involved. You just say it and it's supposed to appear. Mm-hmm. And then when it doesn't appear, now you're feeling discouraged and angry and frustrated, and this crap doesn't work or whatever have you, you know, whatever that is. And it's because you've just been sitting down in your laurels. You're not doing any of the work, and you're just saying, I want $1 million. I want $1 million. I want $1 million. Well, $1 million ain't freaking coming, but opportunities will come and yeah. things that will make you grow into that. If you are good, I mean, this is just me, Marybeth, you can correct me, but this is how I feel. Like, I feel like you want $1 million. Okay. Start setting the goals and the intention of where you're going and what it is you want to do to hit those goals. And you can't just sit at home watching Netflix and assume that a check for $1 million is coming. Do you agree with that or no?
Absolutely. And I think The Secret, I love The Secret, you know, I watched it when it first came out in like 2006, I believe it was, but I think it did a disservice in that way, exactly like you're saying, because it made it seem as though it was only about positive thinking.
And right.
Focus that much on taking action. There is no law of attraction without taking action. And like you're saying, if you keep, you know, you get mad and you want something so bad and you're checking, where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my relationship? Where's, you know,
yeah.
that blocks it. You know, yep. the receiving part, ask plus believe equals receive. Receiving is all about faith. Receiving is right. all about relaxing. Receiving is about letting go and not checking.
Oh, that is so true. there's been so many things in my life, honestly, that I have let go and then got a super big blessing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember taking a $5 bill, making it 50, I put a marker and made it 50,000 for the year. I was only making like 30,000 at the time. So I really needed this income because my family and I were struggling, right? And I did that for a long time. Long story short, I ended up finding a job that offered me exactly 50,000, right? So I'm like, oh, this must be it. Well, there was a lot of red flags and things that were going on. And until I said to God, I said, you know what? I'm going to release this because I don't think this is the path. I think I'm jumping on it because it looks like the path. So I'm letting it go right now. Thank you, God. I'm letting it go. And as soon as I let it go, Mary Beth, that's when I got the opportunity to have a much bigger position that actually I grew with over a decade and really was phenomenal at what I did and made way more than I asked for. So wow. There is something to be said about pausing also. Not everything that we want is going to be good for us either. So I want to hear your idea or thought on that process.
No, you're 100% right. And what you're making me think of is discernment. And discernment is something we learn over time. It's wisdom, right?
Yes.
It's knowing the difference between, are we just jumping on something, you know, because it seems to fit. And sometimes we, you know, we try to force something too quickly. And it's exactly what you're saying. Taking that pause, meditating, just really, I pray, you know, I ask for wisdom and
me too.
It will come to you. I ask for guidance and set that intention that you will receive the guidance. And I even ask this specifically, like I pray to angels too sometimes. So I'm like, put it right in front of me. So I know and so there's no mistake that I'm making the right choice and you will get your sign. Just pay attention for it. A lot of people ask for a sign and then they forget to pay attention.
That's so true. That's so true. And you know, another thing is if something, and this is just my belief, so I want to hear what you think of this. And also, you might want something so badly, but it's not for you and it's not the right thing for you. And we tend to get angry if something doesn't go our way, right? But the truth of the matter is at least in my system, what I believe is that I trust God enough to know that if it's something that I want bad enough, but it is messing up or not going the right way, I said, thank you. Thank you so much. Because I know you are now diverting me and avoiding me from possibly getting hurt or, you know, having something being done that is manipulative or whatever have you. And you don't know how many things I have been saved from because you pay attention. It's like you said, you pause for a second, you pray, you meditate, you hold on a second, ask for discernment and wisdom. And I'm telling you, that really does work. I think we make life harder than it needs to be. There are already hard things in life. There's loss, there's grief, you know, there's addictions, there's all these things that are already hard. But when it comes to things that you really feel in your heart tugging you and pulling you along, I think you really need to pay attention and actually put it out there that I think this is what I really want. And if God, if this is from you and for me, let's make it happen. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Discernment is a lot to do with knowing the difference between like anxiety and fear-based thoughts.
Yeah.
Because sometimes things aren't going smoothly because of our vibration. It's not always like it's not meant to be. We got to being discerning of, okay, what are my feelings? Being self-aware. Like, am I sabotaging things because I'm scared? You know, because sometimes we could not use discernment and just go, okay, God must not want me to do this. And that's why it's difficult because I could tell you these cards that I made, I had a lot of obstacles and there was times where I was like, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this, but sometimes things are just difficult and we are supposed to be doing this and nobody's blocking us except our own fear. Mm-hmm. So that's a time in my life that I did have to use all of that extra guidance and ask for a lot of help. And it turned out it did work out beautifully in the end, but I'm glad I didn't quit just because there were some obstacles and looked up. But sometimes I do say like for simple things, if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Right. Sometimes it's just, you just know, and that's your intuition. You just know that you know. Intuition's a knowing, not a belief, right? So you just feel it, you know? So and that takes practice, I think, and just life experience getting to that point. My intuition is pretty strong now. Like, it never fails me. The only problem is sometimes I still ignore it. But when that happens, I'm always like, oh, great, more proof that my intuition's bad.
Right, right. See, but that's the great attitude about it, though, Mary Beth, because it's true. There's been times, too. I got a very strong intuition, too. And I also have a gift of seeing the amazing wisdom in people, which has always been, a gift. Like somebody can come to me and they're distraught or they're not feeling well or they're, and I can only see like, whoa, wait till you switch that to this or wait till you, you know, it's just an awesome thing to have discernment and to have that as a gift. And, yeah. But I want to know how you develop that. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely years of development for sure. So tell me about what you're doing with clients then. How are you integrating, all of this together with what you do in your coaching program? Tell me a little bit about that.
The people who seem to find me, they're spiritual already, or they really, if someone goes to my webpage and they're not spiritual, they're not even going to do a discovery call. So I do a discovery call, make sure that, we're a match. And then, I do one-on-one coaching. I do offer group coaching too, but I feel one-on-one is the most effective for sure, because everybody is so different. When I first started coaching, it was like 7 years ago. And I thought, well, we're going to, do this in session one and this in session two. It's not like that at all. We are guided. We are guided spiritually through these sessions, and everybody is so different. You really got to meet people where they are.
Yeah.
So there's not like one thing I do for everyone, except that there are practical tools everyone can use with the law of attraction. And I'm able to tell really easily when people are transparent and open with me, and I'm very vulnerable and transparent on social media and things like that. I tell my story, and that helps other people tell me their story. And I can help people more when they're honest and we get to the root cause. We get to the spiritual reason for their addictions. We get to the spiritual reason why they're in these toxic relationships and don't feel worthy and things like that. So it's that, you see how it's so different for different people, just depending.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like that. And then we choose whatever tools are going to work for that person, just by getting to know them, by them being vulnerable enough with me to share themselves. And then we figure it out session by session. So usually,
love that.
Yeah, something I have, the main one people get into is the 2 month transformation. So that's 8 sessions, and we get a lot accomplished, and people come back, for only for something new to work on.
Like, yeah, that's so good. No, that's so good, because we're spiritual beings. We're multifaceted. There's a lot to go. There's a lot with humans, which is why I love good humans, right? There's so many good facets and ways of looking at things and different, things of life. Like, my heart sometimes breaks with the political divide or the racial divides and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, stop it. Stop. It's nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are such good humans in so many different ways, and we can actually help each other out if we weren't always so polarized by the nonsense. You know what I mean?
We could band together. We could, our system's a mess right now. And I do think it's intentional divide and conquer.
Of course.
Yeah,
definitely. That's how you destroy anything, right? You destroy anything from the inside. You destroy it by division. Exactly. And it's, when you're a person of discernment or spiritual, you're looking at it from a higher plane. You're looking at it from above and going, yeah, this is nonsense.
Connected, and once we start acting and living like that, and I think too, if people understood the law of attraction more, that's like part of what my coaching does, is I'm helping people to learn about that, and so they know how to become their own master. They know how to raise their vibration. And once you know this stuff, you can't unknow it, and your mind is expanded, and you don't go back to your old ways. And then when you raise your vibration, your habits kind of fall away, because I kind of want to get people addicted to feeling good. I even have a Facebook group. My Facebook group's called Addicted to Feeling Good. Like, that's my addiction.
I love that.
Daily work, Nina. It's daily work.
It is.
Even for me, of course it becomes easier with practice. It's really not, it's not harder to think positive than to think negative. People think it's so hard. It's just, what have you practiced more? What are you giving more airtime to?
Yeah.
And then the more you practice, the easier it gets. At first, it's uncomfortable because it's not your patterns. So I'm helping people break out of those patterns, basically.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's why I went and got all my certifications. I went back to school, did all those certifications, my bachelor's degree, the blah, blah, blah. And I got my master's certification in neuro-linguistic programming that reason, right? For the neural pathways and for the way we change the way we think and the way we see things. And I just started to not label things as good or bad, but just as is. And then when I started to do that, I started to realize it had no power. It had no power to tell me whether it was bad or had power to tell me it was good. I made that decision based on what was. You know, and once you start to like control your thoughts and what you're doing and how you're thinking things, you'll quickly start, like you said, when you know it, you can't unknow it. You'll start to quickly notice when you're into your, to your point, vibration is low, or when, you know, these challenges are coming and you stop and pause and look. You know, I used to suffer from depression and anxiety many, many moons ago. And one day I remember in prayer, just giving it up. I said, you know what? I'm going to hand you, God, my depression and anxiety. Here you go. All yours. Right? I don't want to, not one more drop of it. And you know what, Mary Beth? I actually didn't know who I was without it. To your point about the addiction thing, or about the habit in the habitual patterns, I actually was like, who am I now? Oh, shoot, I don't feel depressed. Oh, no, what do I do? You know, because my life was
identity. And I'm gonna tell you, why do you think most people drink? Anxiety. That's right. Why I drink. Like it's funny that we're talking about this, because I had social anxiety. I started drinking very young, as a young teenager, actually. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, this is the answer. You know, I loved it immediately. I was hooked and just kept it. It was really hard to learn how to socialize without it. I was just so used to drinking, and then but you can do it. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
Exactly. And I think that is what I want people to take away too, is that you don't have to be stuck where you are right now, or feel stuck where you are right now. To Mary Beth's point, right? If you start to learn how to shift your mind and how to change it, and also to look for things like the evidence that you actually have the things in your life that you want right now. And that's because of the habitual patterns or things that you're thinking every day. If you are not happy with the way your life is forming, you have to understand that you have to take ownership that's the life that you have actually created and have gotten comfortable with. So you need to start to change that if you really want to change the direction of your life. And I love that we had this conversation, Mary Beth, because I mean, you obviously know what you're talking about. You are like spot on in everything you've said. And I really love what you're doing in the world. I really do. I love that you're touching people's lives this way. I love that you're shifting perspectives. I love that you're showing people that where you have been is not where you need to be or going.
You don't need a rock bottom, people.
Exactly. And that was key. You don't need a rock bottom. Oh my gosh. I've had rock bottoms in my life, but there's been moments that I have had trajectories moving up from a not rock bottom place. You know, so I'm super glad you said that, because I think that most people think you have to hit this floor before you can look up. And that is not true.
I was very functional. I just knew that you're not living your best life, as because, you know, alcohol is a lower vibrational substance. It just is. And AA isn't for everyone. For me, and what I know about law of attraction, it was like standing up and saying, I am an alcoholic. You're just recreating that.
Oh my God, I couldn't agree with that more. I say that all the time.
It's against, you know, it's against everything that I teach, is to be in a group and just keep, you know, like you said, depression was your identity. I'm not keeping that identity. I changed my identity. I am no longer that person who needs to drink wine every night. You know, it's
and it works for people. The AA does work. But when you have to constantly keep ownership of that, that always bothered me, Mary Beth. Always bothered me.
I think it's an actual recovery. Like, if you're still going to these groups, are you really recovered? You know, I feel like you're still stuck in that old identity.
Yeah. And maybe people need that accountability. All good. All good. Stop saying to yourself that you are an alcoholic. How about you were an alcoholic? I am now this. You know, I don't know why. I don't want to mess up anybody's AA here.
If you love it. Yeah. We're not saying exactly. But I'm talking to the people who they already know it's AA's not for them. Those are the people. Yes. And what I say is, I used to have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol. I used to. That's all I say.
Yeah, that's so good. Oh my God, Mary Beth, I could talk to you all day. I already kept you past the 30 minutes because I freaking love you. So before I let you go though, and we wrap up, I do want people to know how to work with you, how to find you, you know, all that kind of stuff. So give us that information so that we don't leave them wanting, you know, and not knowing.
No, thank you for asking. So my website is dayonelifecoaching.com, D-A-Y-O-N-E. Some people put the number one, D-A-Y-O-N-E, lifecoaching.com. And for your audience, can I offer a discount code?
Yeah, go ahead.
So what did I do? Oh, I did transform because you're all about transformation. So $10 off my addiction recovery with the Law of Attraction cards, $10 off. And also any product that I have on my website. With coupon code TRANSFORM.
That is so nice of you, Mary Beth. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
If you want to do a discovery call with me, I offer a free discovery call so we could see if one-on-one coaching is right for you.
Yeah, that's really great. No, honestly, I mean, there's going to be so many nuggets I can pull out of this episode, so I'm excited. But I know that for those of you who are listening, you know that I always bring on like these amazing human beings that come on here to really pour into you. Now, Mary Beth is really, really pouring out to you guys that listen, no matter what level you're at, stop trying to hit a rock bottom or think you have to. Like, don't think, oh, well, I'm okay. No, if you don't feel okay, then you're not okay to where you want to be. Right. So if you're not hitting rock bottom, you don't have to. You can still get interception right where you are and start raising your vibrational levels and also raising your mindset and who you are as a person and getting through the things that you are kind of noticing that are not working for you anymore. And some of them could be addictions, mindsets, the way you are perceiving people, relationships, all that kind of stuff. I think Mary Beth is your woman for all that, y'all. So y'all better listen. Mary Beth, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I appreciate your time in this conversation.
Thank you.
I really, really do. Guys, so make sure you like, share, subscribe. I'm going to link all of Mary Beth's information below and the coupon code for you. So please make sure you guys go on, check it out, check out her website, get on a discovery call with her, look at her cards, all that great stuff. Because you know what? If you want to transform your life, you're going to have to start being intentional, okay? And even if you've done some work already, because I have, that doesn't mean that we can't always use some more tools and resources and ways of doing things that maybe we haven't done before. So thank you guys for hanging out with me. You know, I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.